Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Fascinating facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome to the program. So happy to be with you on this Tuesday. It is May the 17th, 2022. So happy to be with you. I like to rhyme things. You can also call the program right now, 1-888-914-9149. Toll free to talk to me, 888-914-9149, to call the studio line for the Cale Clark Show. And you can also follow me on Twitter. Get a message to me there. At Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show. You can email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. Well, we're pretty deep into the month of May, obviously. And two things tend to happen during this month. Number one, weddings. Lots of weddings happen. As we're post-Easter, it's springtime. It's wedding season. I remember one year, when I was like in my mid-20s, I got invited to 10 weddings. I'm not kidding. 10 weddings in one summer. Can you believe that? Can you believe? I really had to budget very. I was on a really tight budget because I had to make sure that I had gifts available for all these weddings. The other thing that happens at this time of year is graduations. So I'm going to actually share with you, time permitting, one of the most inspiring speeches I've ever heard at a Catholic graduation ceremony. It's really a great manifesto for us going forward, all Catholics, as we kind of plow through life here together. So I'll share that with you later. But I want to talk about weddings first of all, because I don't know if this happened to you. If you're married, or maybe you've attended a wedding where there have been wedding crashers, has this ever happened to you? Well, lately people have been actually inviting wedding crashers to come to their nuptials. I can't believe this, but it's true. And by the way, this has nothing to do with the 2005 comedy film Wedding Crashers starring Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. I've never seen the film. I've never seen it. So if I do mention Wedding Crashers, I'm not talking about it. I know it's an R-rated film. There's some highly objectionable content and language in it, no doubt. That's what I've heard, but it's all hearsay to me because I have not seen it. I have not seen it, so don't email me. Don't email the program saying, how could you recommend it? I'm not recommending it, okay? I just want to get that out of the way. I will say, however, that it is producer Jim's favorite movie of all time. No, I'm only kidding. He's never seen it either, and I'm not making that up. Neither one of us have seen it. We have nothing to do with it. So now that we've absolved ourselves, and if you have seen it, please go to confession immediately. So I'm not talking about the movie, but in real life, this is actually happening. And just a couple of days ago in the New York Times, Sarah Clements, writing in the New York Times, did a whole piece on this, talking about how people are actually encouraging perfect strangers to come to their wedding. And there's a really, really good reason for this. So let me just ask you this off the top. As I'm telling the story, you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. Do you have a funny story about strangers showing up to your wedding, crashing it? Maybe you've crashed a wedding. If you had a big wedding, do you regret it? Do you wish it was a little bit smaller, a little bit more of an intimate affair? Did you kind of go all out? Did you blow it out? Did you have a big fat Greek wedding or any other kind of wedding? Did you do that? Or if you had a small wedding, do you kind of wish it was a little bit bigger, more festivities, more people, more gifts? I don't know. So let me know. 888-914-9149. So this piece in the New York Times by Sarah Clements starts off by talking about this couple in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area. And we have a lot of listeners to the Cale Clark Show, by the way, in the state of Nevada, around Las Vegas. And there's this couple, and I'm not making this up. This is their real names. Levi Dunn, D-U-N-N. Levi Dunn got married to Dazzle Deal. So it was literally the Dunn Deal wedding. And it was dazzling because Levi Dunn married Dazzle Deal. And I don't know whether they were wearing Levi's jeans to the wedding or not, whether they dressed down. I don't know. But what they got married on January the 3rd, and they kind of planned it out. They purchased a package, and the venue where this took place was Sunset Castle. It was called Sunset Castle in Henderson, Nevada. So I don't know. Maybe our Nevada listeners are familiar with this place. I don't know. I'm guessing it's not a Catholic parish. It's called Sunset Castle Parish. That would be very odd. But so they bought the lowest minimum guest package that they could get, you know, because they were trying to save some money. And the pandemic was going on. And they were planning on saving money. The money they would have spent on the reception, they wanted to kind of take a nice honeymoon. They were planning to go to Egypt. Kind of cool. I've been to Egypt. It's pretty wild. So they sent out their invitations. And if you've been married, then you know what this is like. You send out invitations and you know that there's going to be, well, hopefully they'll at least open the invitation. You know, when they send out email marketing campaigns, there's always an open rate. They hope that, you know, the message gets open. Well, hopefully someone will open your wedding invitation. But very often before that even goes out, before the actual invitation goes out, they'll send out a save the date. The couple will send out a save the date message on social media or through an email perhaps. And if people get back to them right away and say, oh, I can't make it or whatever, then obviously I'm not going to actually mail you, buy the stamp and mail you the actual invitation. But anyway, so this couple, the Dunn Deal couple, Dazzle Deal and Levi Dunn, they sent out invitations, and they kind of planned on a bit of a smaller package. But when they did this, all these relatives kind of started talking about this, and they started finding out, hey, these guys are getting married. And some people said, well, I'm coming, even though they weren't actually officially invited. They said, hey, I'm coming to the wedding. I'm so excited about this. When they're like, oh, great, we didn't actually invite you, but you know, who are we to say no? And so they're like, okay, we need to actually kind of rethink this here. We may not be able to have a smaller wedding after all. And some of the people, some of the relatives who had responded, who weren't originally invited, they said, oh, by the way, we've already booked our flights to Nevada. We're coming for sure. So they're like, okay, well, listen, the Dunn Deal couple said, we have to scrap our planned honeymoon to Egypt. And we're going to have to spend that money on a much, much bigger reception than we had thought. So that's what they did. That's what they did. They decided to have a big blowout reception. But here's the tragedy of it all. This is the cruelty of it all. As the date got closer and closer, and they got married on January the 3rd, the guests started dropping out. People who had previously RSVP'd and said, yes, we're coming, they said, no, now we can't make it. The weather's going to be bad. Oh, really? Okay. Other reasons were proffered. And so one person who was going to show up was actually the brother of the bride. One of the actual brothers of the bride couldn't make it because he was in fact working at a casino in Nevada, and he wasn't able to get the time off even to go to his sister's wedding. That's so cruel. Apparently because of a labor shortage. So, anyways. For various reasons, people started canceling on them. They're like, okay, great. So we expanded the guest list. We're going to have a much bigger event now, a much bigger dinner, because you guys said you all wanted to come, and now you're not coming. So now we're kind of stuck with the bill. We have paid for all of these meals. Now what are we going to do? So they went to the venue. They went to the Sunset Castle in Henderson, Nevada, and said, hey, is there anything you can do for us? And they were basically told, no, sorry. You're out of luck here. Why? Because you signed the contract. You said X amount of people were coming, and we're going to hold you to it. You owe us for all these meals that you've ordered. So like, great. Okay, we paid for all these meals. Half the people aren't going to show up. We don't want a bunch of empty seats at our wedding dinner. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put out an open invite on Facebook. So they started a Facebook group. There was actually joined a previously existing Facebook group for Las Vegas weddings. And there's obviously a lot of Las Vegas weddings happening all the time. So like, hey, if you want to come to a wedding, if you want a free meal, all you have to do is sign up. Well, eight strangers took them up on this offer, and they wound up attending the wedding. And so Mrs. Dunn Deal, she made a whole bunch of new friends. And she said, actually, these strangers that showed up, they're actually pretty cool. We actually got to know each other, and they were so nice that I actually invited them, she said, to the birthday party she was throwing for her husband the following week, birthday barbecue. So I thought that was kind of intriguing. So this story in the New York Times about real life wedding crashers, people generally don't like it when strangers show up to their wedding, but in this case, they were happy about it. And this is, they're not the only ones. They're not the only ones by any stretch of the imagination, because the pandemic has been playing havoc with weddings, because you just don't know who's going to come down with COVID, who's going to get the Rona and not be able to make it. Of course, you don't want to infect everybody else, so you're not going to show up. So, by the way, this year, this is incredible. This is actually a sign of hope, I think. There are a record number of weddings that are supposed to happen this year in the United States. 2.5 million weddings. Wow. I did not know that. So there you have it. And so a lot of these people who run the venues, the reception halls, the restaurants, or whatever the venue is that people have their weddings at and their receptions at and their dinners at, you know, they're in business too. They've been dealing with a lot of cancellations over the past 2 years because of the pandemic. So they're being really, really stringent on holding people to their contracts. You can't change the numbers. Once you've said, okay, we're going to have 300 people at our wedding, you're going to have to pay for 300 meals. And some of these meals are super, super pricey, right? We're talking $250 a head. For a meal and possibly some adult beverages as well, maybe $300 a head. So, and with these cancellations happening and these couples being held to the numbers and being held to their contracts that they've signed, they don't want no shows. They don't want empty seats at their wedding. They don't want all this money that they've spent going away. So they have literally taken, many couples have literally taken to social media, and they've been basically saying, hey, strangers, perfect strangers, if you want to come to the wedding, we are literally inviting you to crash the wedding. So this is incredible. A couple other couples were profiled in this piece in the New York Times. This one lady in Rhode Island, they're expecting cancellations. Now, they're having a small wedding. It's only about 70 people. But they've already had some cancellations. And so they've got this sort of backup list, this sort of wait list that they went on social media, they went on Facebook, and they said, hey, anybody want to attend this wedding? A lot of people raised their hand, and they said, okay, you're on the waiting list. And whenever somebody cancels, they'll put a stranger on. Unbelievable. She's like, hey, I love this. I like meeting new people. I'm actually okay with it. All kinds of different situations like this are happening. Another couple in Chicago, and this is interesting, they got married in February in Chicago, and obviously if you've been to Chicago in February, you realize that there are perhaps more climate-friendly venues that you could go to. Well, you're not going to have an outdoor event in Chicago in February, so it's got to be an indoor thing. And so there was a couple named Jessica and Anthony Fanera. Carla Marie Stamen and Mehul Doshi. Okay, so they got married in Chicago. They had a 3-day wedding celebration. But here's what happened to them. The city required proof of vaccination. They started requiring proof of vaccination for indoor events. And again, in February in Chicago, it's got to be indoors. So they're like, man, what do we do? They booked into the Radisson Blue Aqua Hotel. And they lost 25 people right away who canceled, said, I can't go because I'm not vaccinated and there's a vaccination requirement. So they're like, oh, great. So they lost 25 right away. And in total, they lost 45 by the end of the day. They had expected 340 guests. They lost 45. And again, they'd prepaid $250 per head to have 340 guests. So they're like, oh, man, what are we going to do? We can't postpone this. We can't do it. We don't want this money to go to waste. And so they started to, again, invite people on Facebook, and dozens of strangers offered to attend, and they filled it up. They filled it up. And they all had kind of their own tables. They were the wedding crasher tables, I guess. And again, they've made friends with these strangers, and they've continued to have, you know, kind of relationships ongoing. So I thought it was kind of an intriguing story. Professional wedding crasher, that could be your vocation. I don't know. Apparently there is a demand for this, and you can, I don't know, start scouring Facebook. And if you want a good meal with some fine wine, this summer. Maybe that's the thing to do. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 1-888-914-9149. So I want to ask you, do you regret, if you had a big wedding, do you regret it? Do you wish you had a smaller wedding? If you got married during the pandemic times over the last couple of years, did this happen to you? Did you have to deal with the cancellations? Were you stuck with the bill? I want to hear about it. 888-914-9149. Got to take a quick break right now, but we'll be right back after this. 888-914-9149. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Be right back.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. Once again, 888-914-9149. Speaking of 8, as in 888-914-9149, I ate a lot at my wedding. It was a great meal. It was a great feast. And a lot of people are eating for free at weddings this year because apparently wedding crashing is no longer unacceptable. Some people are actually looking for wedding crashers. They're looking for people to just kind of show up, random strangers, because they booked these halls, they paid for these meals, then people are canceling on them because of COVID, or they can't make it, or whatever, or they're just, I don't know, they got better things to do, maybe. I don't see how that's possible, but they're not coming to the wedding. So they don't want to lose the seats. They paid for the food already. They don't want this place to be empty. Who would? So they've been turning to social media and saying, hey, perfect strangers, if you want to come to a wedding, here's your chance. And people are doing this. People are taking them up on their offer. A really interesting article that appeared on this topic in the New York Times just the other day. So I'm asking you, has this happened to you? Did you get married during the pandemic? Did you have to deal with people canceling on you, not showing up? Are you stuck with the bill? Do you kind of wish you had a smaller wedding? And this applies to anybody, no matter when you got married. If you're married, you wish you kind of had maybe a smaller, more intimate affair, or do you wish you kind of blew it out more and had more people? I don't know. I want to hear from you. 888-914-9149. It's the month of May. Love is in the air. It's wedding season. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to go to Eric in Chicago. Hi, Eric.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. You were talking about wedding crashers. I happen to be a funeral director here in Chicago.
Oh.
And it's not weddings per se, but they definitely crash wakes and especially the funeral luncheon. I get calls at the funeral parlor quite frequently. The people, all they want to know is how big is the funeral luncheon going to be and where is it? They come in, they blend in with the crowd, and they just say, oh, why, he helped my family a long time ago, and we go way back. And, the relatives of the deceased don't want to question them about it. And they just said, oh, well, thank you for coming and make yourself, comfortable. And they sit down and get a free 3 or 4 course meal at the luncheon.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
I got to say, Eric, I am absolutely floored by this. It never even crossed my mind that somebody might crash. Forget about a wedding, a wake or a funeral crashers. That should be a movie. Funeral crashers. Come on, Hollywood. There's a lot of comedic potential there, but there's nothing funny about that. Well, I guess you got to be really desperate to do that, Eric. That's unbelievable. And just pretend that, and even shake the hands of the family members and make up some story about how you knew this person and how they helped you out in the past. I can't believe it. These guys are heels. They're lowlifes. Wow. Unreal. Unreal. Eric, thank you for enlightening me on that. Eric just called from Chicago. Funeral home director talking about funeral crashers. Wow. That's a new one on me. Wow. My faith in humanity just took a huge hit there. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Victoria in Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi, Victoria.
Hi. I think out of respect and courtesy, if they cancel, they should send a check paying for what they are going to be costing the bride and groom and make that the wedding gift if they want to. But that's just, I mean, $300 a head, are you sure about that? I can understand 50 or 100, but are these people hip-to-do or ritzy-ritzy people that are having these big meals?
Well, I tell you, man, this is definitely not the kind of company I keep for sure. But yeah, $300 a head. I have seen this number like $250, $300. And if anybody else is listening, if that's what are the going rates? Is this how much it's costing per plate per head to put on a wedding banquet? Let me know, 888-914-9149. But I totally agree with you, Victoria. I think that would be the decent thing to do if you're going to cancel, especially last minute. At least, and they always say, you know, I don't know if this is still a guideline for weddings, but they always say the amount of your gift should at least cover the cost of the meal. And you know, how much that cost is can vary, of course, but if you're serving people, you know, happy meals or something, I mean, that actually happened at the White House for, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into all the fast food. Never mind. Anyways, we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, they always say at least cover the meal, at least cover the meal. And hopefully, you know, a little extra if you can afford it. You can't just say, well, you know, it's the present of my presence. You know, you should be glad I'm here. But yeah, I agree with you. That would be, I think the legit decent thing to do, but hey, you know, it doesn't happen for some people. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Thanks for calling, Victoria, out in Fall River, Massachusetts. Hey, by the way, the Celtics, speaking of Massachusetts, the Celtics, they were my favorite team in the NBA before the Raptors came into the league. They're playing in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. All right, let's go to, wow, I thought we were going to go to Ohio for a second because it said Buckeye. Oh, we're going to Buckeye country, but it's actually Buckeye, Arizona. George is calling from Buckeye, Arizona. Hi, George.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. What's your take on this?
I got married May 6th, which a week and a half ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, me and my wife had planned a small, what was important to us was, you know, getting to the altar, doing our, so we wanted to do a small wedding and ended up turning out to be a huge wedding because everybody was like, well, you can't do a wedding without inviting this person and this person and this person. And then it turned out to be a 300-person wedding.
So, wow.
But a lot of people did show up that we hadn't invited. And it was actually really awesome for us because it was an opportunity to show our faith. And we did things differently. We didn't do a garter toss. I did washing of the feet, of my wife's feet.
Oh,
instead
wow.
of that, and yeah, and my brother was my best man. What was awesome that he explained on the mic what I was doing, and he read the scripture and explained why I was doing it, which was a lot of people did comment about that, saying it was something different. They never seen that before, and it was an opportunity to show other people what true marriage is about. So I mean, yeah, and I think we actually liked it. We enjoyed it. It turned out to be a little bit of crazy stuff that happened that didn't turn out exactly how we planned, because, you know, mm-hmm. nothing ever does. But it turned out to be amazing, and we're pretty blessed.
George, that is a really cool idea. So I hope everybody out there who's engaged to be married or thinking about getting married, take notes. That's kind of cool. Instead of the traditional, you know, garter toss or the bouquet toss, perhaps, you know, I mean, well, that's kind of a little bit different, obviously. But this idea of washing your spouse's feet, washing your wife's feet, this idea of service, exactly what Christ did for the church. He poured out his life in service for his bride, the church. And that's, you know, husband. St. Paul talks about this in Ephesians. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And what did he do? He died for his bride, the church. And so we need to serve our wives like that. And obviously, wives and, you know, need to love their husbands as the church should hopefully love Christ and be faithful and all that stuff. But I think that's a really cool idea. That's a really cool idea. And I totally understand, George, your desire to evangelize through the wedding. And that's something that when I got married to Trish, that was definitely on my mind too. We had a pretty big wedding. I think, if memory serves me correctly, we had about 300 people as well. And it was, I don't know if I could go back in time, I probably would have gone a little bit smaller. You know, it's expensive, but I just wanted to share my joy with everybody. And I really wanted to invite everybody I knew from childhood to come to the wedding. So I was so happy. And we really wanted our wedding and our future marriage to be a sign to the world of the faithfulness, the marriage between Christ and his church, the fruitfulness of that, the fruitfulness of love. And so we did want it to be an evangelistic thing. And we, in fact, we did choose as one of our readings, the passage from Ephesians 5, which has some stuff that modern people don't really like to hear about marriage that St. Paul talks about. But I think if we understand it in context, it does make a lot more sense. And maybe time permitting, we can get into that if you guys have more questions about that. But speaking of bouquet tosses and all that sort of stuff, yeah, the garter thing I think is a bit of a, it's kind of a little shady. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing to do. But the tossing of the bouquet, traditionally, the bride will toss the bouquet to all the single ladies, behind her head and see who catches it. And that's allegedly the next person who's going to get married. I think that actually happened at our wedding. Maybe my wife can call and verify that. But I'm pretty sure the gal who caught the bouquet got married very soon afterwards. But so I actually tossed a bouquet as well at our wedding. And it was a bouquet of kale. Yes, that's right. Because I had some friends who were from a Dutch background. Because my story is, of course, I grew up Catholic, became an agnostic. In high school, kind of left the church, came back to Jesus, but became a Protestant minister, and then eventually found my way back into the Catholic Church. Long story, but while I was in the Protestant world, my last stop before coming back into the Catholic Church, I served at a Christian Reformed congregation, which was a Dutch Reformed congregation. So most of the people who attended this congregation were of Dutch origin, and for anybody who's of a Dutch background, a big meal in their culture is kale and potatoes, the vegetable kale, spelled differently than my name, of course. My name is spelled C-A-L-E. The vegetable is spelled K-A-L-E. Nobody was eating that stuff when I was born, but now it's becoming a problem for me, so I'm considering changing my name to arugula. I don't think that's on most people's plates still, but all kidding aside, so one of the guys who came to the wedding from the Dutch Reformed congregation, I still remain very, very friendly with a lot of folks from there, and they're very understanding when I went back into the Catholic Church. But they came to the wedding and they said, "Here's a bouquet of kale for you to throw to the guys." And so that's what I did. That's what I did. And so it was kind of a lighthearted moment. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. We're going to go now to Wendy, who's calling from Valrico, Florida. Hi, Wendy.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I was calling. I've been married for a long time. 38 years ago, I invited 250 people to our wedding, but we served 287.
Huh.
And it
How'd
wasn't
that happen?
Until this year, I don't know. It wasn't until this year that I found out some of the people that crashed the wedding were my cousins that were never invited, but they came anyway, and some of my husband's friends that showed up, but we didn't know. There was so many people there.
Well, yeah, I guess it's hard for the couple to keep track of, who's there, and, did I invite this person? I don't necessarily remember inviting this person, but here they are. So you invited 250 people, and you somehow served at the dinner 287. So I guess,
correct.
I don't know, but the multiplication of the loaves and the steaks or whatever you served. They made it stretch. They made it stretch, and that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for calling, Wendy. Appreciate that. That was Wendy calling from Florida. Oh, and it appears my wife is on line one, so I better take this call. Whenever your wife calls the show, you better take it because you might be in trouble. And it looks like I might be here. So, Patricia, what is going on?
Hi, I'm taking off my socks now so you can wash my feet at the end of your show.
All right. I got my work cut out for me.
Yep, no, I'm just calling to set you straight. It was at my cousin Joanne's wedding. My brother's girlfriend at the time caught the bouquet, okay. And the next year they got married.
And that was Sheila.
Yeah, Mike and Tam.
Oh, okay. Oh, this Tam caught it. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tam caught it. Yeah.
So my memory is very faulty. So
yeah,
I appreciate
that's all right.
That.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Mike and Tam.
Yay, Mike and Tam. Yeah, that's awesome. So and it did happen for them. So thanks, Trish. I appreciate that. I can always count on my wife to keep me honest and set me straight here. And by the way, Mike and Tam, my wife's brother Mike, his wife Tamara. They're living in the Ukraine right now and working there, and they've been doing so much on the ground to help refugees during this crisis, this war. So, man, I really respect what you guys are doing. If you're listening, And God bless you. God bless you. And let's pray for a swift an end to this war. My goodness, it's just been awful. And we sometimes, you know, in the news cycle, we can kind of it becomes old news, and it's something that we want to move past. But we've got to really keep praying for the people in Ukraine. They're suffering so much. So please keep it up, and please, God, let's let this thing. I pray that this crisis comes to an end. And fast. All right. We've got to take a quick break right here on the Cale Clark Show, but we'll be right back. 888-914-9149. I got a couple lines open if you want to call in right now. 888-914-9149. We'll be right back. The Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio's line, is hiring today. Several positions are available throughout the United States. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with Catholic Order of Foresters, an Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, you know who is licensed in all states? Me. I have a license to thrill. Just kidding. Well, you know, that's a bit of a James Bond pun. And in our series on the Faith Explained program, which I also host on Relevant Radio, comes on at 12:30 Central, right after the Holy Mass, we're doing a series called, wait for it, Bonding with James. Yes, 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 I know. I'm a big 007 fan, can you tell? So tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the martyrdom of James, the death of James. It's an intriguing story. I think you're really going to appreciate it. It's going to make sense of maybe some stuff you've read in the Bible, some stuff that was going on with St. Paul. Very inspiring martyrdom. And the title of the episode is No Time to Die. Okay, I'll stop now. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about weddings, right? We're talking about marriage because it's May. A lot of people are getting married earlier in the program. And if you missed the start of the show, you can check out the podcast later. We talked about an article that appeared in the New York Times about wedding crashers, that people are actually inviting people now to crash their weddings because venues are holding people to their contracts. And when people cancel, so they say, I can't come to the wedding because I've got COVID or whatever. They're saying, too bad, you're on the hook for the meals anyway. So they're like, look, we don't want all this food to go to waste. We're going to invite perfect strangers to come to the wedding and have a good time on our dime. So I'm asking you about your wedding. So what did you do? Do you wish you had a smaller wedding, a bigger wedding? Did you have a COVID wedding situation where you had to either postpone it or cancel it? Or did this happen to you? Have you invited wedding crashers to come? I want to hear about it. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phones right now. Diana is calling from beautiful San Diego, California. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Cale. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah. You in the car?
Great, yes, and I'm just about to pull in. I just picked up my daughter, but thanks so much for having me on. I really enjoy your show. It's always so wonderful to just listen to you here and on the Faith Explained, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks so much. That's really kind. So what do you think about this?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I was supposed to have 500 people at my wedding,
wow.
And we ended up having 530 people. Yeah, we've got a lot of family here. My parents actually wanted me to have more. We were supposed to have like 700, but we had to cut people out. Yeah. Well,
whoa.
So what happened was we ended up having an extra table for like the DJ and, the videographer and the camera person. And what ended up happening was, people who were in charge of, just like the tables and everything, they said, you know, we need to open up 3 or 4 more tables. And so my husband and I were just like, well, of course, like, I mean, obviously we're already here. You've got to open it up. So we ended up paying more because
these
extra people showed up. I have no idea where they came from. We ended up also getting a table for the videographer as well.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. I mean, I'm glad people wanted to come, but I don't regret having a 500 person wedding. It was just, it was funny. It's something fun to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a big wedding. 500 people. Well, it was scheduled to be 500. You had 530 show up in the end, and then your dad wanted 700 people. Wow. I think that's what happens too. especially when it's the, and I don't know, Diana, whether you were the first child in your family to get married, but very often, especially when it's the first, you know, marriage of a child in the family, a lot of the people on the guest list are obviously friends of the parents of the bride and the groom, and they're really happy, of course. They're excited, they're proud, they want to invite all their friends, and you want to invite your friends, and yeah, there can be a wild and a big crowd at these events for sure. And yeah, that's true. You got to feed the DJ, you got to feed the guy who's taking the pictures, right? You don't want him to be on an empty stomach and, you know, make a mistake or anything like that. So that's important. That's important. You got to take care of everybody who's helping to make the day a success. Well, Diana, thank you for calling. Calling from the car, driving in beautiful San Diego, California, one of my favorite cities in the whole world. 888-914-9149 is the number to call, toll free. We do have a line or two open right now, so you can get through right now if you want to call. 888-914-9149. And speaking of cars, wow, this is a crazy story that happened here in Toronto last night. Obviously, you guys know I haven't talked about this. I've been you know, in mourning for a couple of days because my beloved Maple Leafs, they didn't get it done. They didn't get it done. They lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And by the way, congrats to the Lightning. Wow. I mean, they won back-to-back Stanley Cups. Who knows? They might go for the three-peat this year. They're a battle-tested hockey team. They played a perfect, you know, pretty much a mistake-free game in Game 7. The Leafs didn't get it done. They lost by a goal. So they're out. And one of the stars of the Maple Leafs, Mitch Marner, he got carjacked at gunpoint in Toronto last night. He was coming out of a movie. He was at a movie with a friend, and I came into the parking lot, and some guys basically pulled guns on him and a knife, and they wanted his Range Rover, and he said, "Take it, go." And I don't think they recognized him. They didn't know who he was, but wow, that's a scary, scary experience. And there have been a ton of carjackings in Toronto recently, and in a lot of other major cities as well. They're on the rise, and these vehicles are going overseas. They're being shipped off and sold elsewhere. And man, but obviously things are not important. People are, and you got to stay safe out there. So don't try to be a hero if you're ever in that situation. Anyways, so I hope Mitch is okay, and he appears to be unharmed. So that's great. All right, we're going to go now to Richard, who's calling from Foley, Minnesota. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Cale. Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
My daughter and her fiance were scheduled to be married in early to mid-May of 2020, but with the pandemic, everything was limited. So they decided to change the date to the end of April to the feast day of St. Gianna, which is a special saint for them. And we were limited to 10 people in the church, including the priest. So she literally had to decide between the photographer and her musician. And she chose the photographer and had recorded music. And it was a beautiful service, and it was very, very meaningful nonetheless.
Oh, wow. And so when you say St. Gianna, do you mean St. Gianna Mala?
Yes.
Yeah. She's an incredible saint. She's an incredible saint. And I'll have to do a show on her at some point. I mentioned her in the past, but definitely people should look her up. She's very inspiring, and essentially gave her life for her unborn child. So definitely a saint of the pro-life movement for sure. Richard, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks for calling, Richard, from Foley, Minnesota. Yeah, there were a lot of pandemic weddings that did happen in the end where you were limited to 10 people or less, including the priest, including the couple, and the best man, the bridesmaid, you know, at least one, you know, for witness purposes and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, those are tough situations to be sure. And a lot of people had small weddings, not by choice, during the last couple of years. We're going to go now to Mindy, who's calling from Montclair, California. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Cale. So I was mentioning that I had a big wedding. For me, it was about 150 people.
Uh-huh.
At my wedding, I had some members that I didn't really know that were stealing some of the centerpieces.
Oh,
so
really?
It was quite dramatic. And I had to ask my husband, "Do you know that side of the family?" He goes, "I do. They're kind of distant relatives." So it made it a little uncomfortable to have to address people to just leave the centerpieces where they were. And so if I had to look back again, I think I would have made it just more intimate, where it was just people that we are, you know, comfortable and more familiar with, as opposed to just having a lot of people that you might not even know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. And you, were you going to ask a question about children at weddings too?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, you know, we also come, now that we're all married and we've got kids and now grandkids, so our family has now grown bigger. I wanted to ask your thought, what do you suggest when families are now bigger families and we've got our kids and grandkids getting married? And I understand it's a budget issue. Would it be better to have everybody present and have maybe like a smaller budget for the dinner plate? Or is it, you know, how do people feel about cutting out children, anyone who's under 21 or under 18, and having a more fancy or exclusive wedding?
You know, Mindy, you know, I'm glad you asked that, Mindy, because that has become so common in recent times that a lot of couples, when they get married, they're saying, hey, children need not apply. You know, don't bring your kids. Kids are not allowed at the wedding or the reception. I mean, sometimes they're allowed to come to the wedding at the church, but they're not allowed to come to the dinner. I don't know how I feel about that because I understand there may be, you know, there's a range of perspectives on this, and I'm not saying there is one right answer. And I know that there are sometimes budgetary constraints and, you know, I can't afford to feed 150 people if people bring their kids, whatever the case may be. But I kind of think that weddings are family events, because marriage should lead to, people aren't always able to have kids, but generally speaking, that's part of the deal, right? Marriage leads to family. So to me, it's always struck me as kind of bizarre that children are not allowed to come to these things. I don't know, that to me, that doesn't seem right, but... But I understand, you know, again, I don't know. I just, it seems weird to me. And it seems even weirder now that I'm a parent. I don't know that I ever really consciously thought about it before I had a child myself. But it's kind of like, it's a little bit like when I was, when I didn't have a child, I would go to Mass and I would sometimes be critical of other parents. Like, why can't they keep their kids quiet in Mass? You know, then I have a kid myself and now I understand. Now I know what it's like. Now I get it. And I think it's great when people do bring their kids to Mass. I think it's great when people bring their kids to these events, because we've got to have a culture that promotes family life, marriage and family. And so it's something that can be a great witness to everybody. And that's my thought on it. So I understand that people might disagree with me, and you're welcome to do that if you want to call in. And do we got time for one more call, Jim? Okay, let's take it. Thank you for calling, Mindy. I appreciate that. Mindy calling from Montclair, California. We're going to go now to Wisconsin. Samantha is calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What was your wedding like, Samantha?
Well, it was a very little wedding. By the way, I love all your thoughts and comments on receptions and weddings. They're all spot on. I love it. Especially about kids, but,
thanks.
We had a small wedding. We had a small wedding and we had a potluck. So, it was on the invitation. So, whoever came, you just brought a dish to share. We provided cake and drinks. And
nice.
So it didn't really matter who came as long as they brought something to eat. So there's plenty to go around. That was really, really great. And we didn't have a lot of money, so it worked out really well.
I think, Samantha, I think that is great. That's a great idea, because you don't want to start off your marriage in debt, and you know, but don't let that hold you back. And I love the idea of a potluck. Everybody bring their own, and it's potpourri, if you will. And hey, there's something for everyone on the Cale Clark Show, too. Thank you for joining me today. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.